I'd like to discuss one of the keynotes that begins with the words Hatei Elokai Oznecha. In the Art Scroll keynote, it begins on page 244. In the white keynote, the pamphlets that they very often are used, it's, I believe, on approximately page 30. The theme of this particular keynote is appealing to Hashem for him to take into consideration the Chilul Shem Shemayim, the desecration of his name that has occurred as a result of the Churban Beis HaMikdash. And due to that, as we'll see, HaKadosh Baruch Hu should act upon that in order to be able to bring a Yeshua, to bring salvation, redemption to Klal Yisrael. That's, of course, in addition to the fact that we appeal to HaKadosh Baruch Hu at other times, for him to listen to our tefillos and to take into account our suffering. But one very important idea that can easily be overlooked is this idea that we have to take into consideration the status, you might say, of God's name. We have to be Mekadosh Shem Shemayim. We have to try to sanctify his name and avoid the opposite, Chil Hashem. And here we're asking Hashem again to take into account the potential for Chil Hashem that occurs when the Jewish people are suffering and when the Beis HaMikdash is destroyed, and therefore, again, to bring redemption to the Jewish people. I'm just going to read a little bit just to highlight this idea, or to show that this idea is the main theme of this particular keynote. Begins, Hatei Alukai Aznecha, Hashem, you should make your ear available, or incline your ear, Lisifletzes, in the Eses Mili B'Shamayim, to the one who is Menait, the one who says blasphemy against Hashem, Mili B'Shamayim, who is in heaven, as if denying Hashem's existence, Ushma Shahagas Tzorerecha, and listen to the roar of your enemies, Amrim Aru Aru Adi Yisod, who say that the Beis HaMikdash should be destroyed until its very foundation, Shar Shamayim, the Beis HaMikdash, which is the gateway to heaven, should be destroyed. A little bit later, Hatei Elokai Oznecha Leitzim Latzon Chamdu Lahem, listen and with your ear to the ones who are Leitzim, scoffers, who only want to scoff, V'ushma Kol Cherpa Samesher Chafucha V'Hapel Emascha Lehem, and listen to the way in which the disgrace in which that they disgrace you with Hashem, and Hashem, please cause your fear to come upon them. Again, a little bit later, Hatei Elokai Oznecha V'Lo'azim Mi'izim Metzach L'chu B'ni L'chama Ito V'Veso, that Hashem, you should listen to those who are have so much chutzpah, have so much brazenness, that they say that let us go battle against him in his house. That is to say that they presented it as if they're battling against Hashem himself. Ushma havos ho limahalim ke'en ha'ish b'veiso. Listen to those who are excited and are rejoicing over the fact because the man is not in his house, which here would represent the idea that the enemies say, look, Hashem is not here, he's not present. He's allowed the Beis HaMikdash to be destroyed, which means he's abandoned the Beis HaMikdash. And then towards the end, listen to those who, again, cause tremendous bizarre degradation and to poke fun and say there is no hope and it's not going to be rebuilt. And here towards the end in the next paragraph as well, there's a contrast between our enemies and us. We are the ones who are mourning, crying, it says here, the ones who are eulogizing and say and asking and waiting, when will Beis HaMikdash be built once again? So here towards the end is a contrast between ourselves and our enemies. But it is important, again, to just talk a little bit about this idea of how we ask Hashem that in addition to our own zchuyos, our own merits, you also take into account the Chil Hashem, which occurs when the Jewish people are suffering. A very important idea. This idea is probably best and most prominently mentioned in the Torah when the Jewish people sinned with Egel Azal, the golden calf, And at that point in time, HaKadosh Baruch Hu Hashem says that he says to Moshe Rabbeinu that he wants to destroy the Jewish people. And Moshe's response to this, as we find in the Torah, Shmos Perek Lamed Beis, is Vayichal Moshe Pnei Hashem Elokav. It says Hashem, that Moshe appealed to Hashem, davened to him, Vayomer Lama Hashem Yecharab Chab Amecha. Why will you be so angry at your nation? Asher Hotseisa Me'eret Mitzrayim B'choch Gadol B'yad Chazakah, that you took out from Egypt with great strength and a mighty hand. Lama Yomru Mitzrayim Lemor, why will the Egyptians say, that Hashem took them out in a bad, evil fashion in order to kill them on the mountains, to destroy them from the face of the earth. And therefore, Hashem should not destroy the Jewish people. And then Moshe continues to mention other things as well. He should remember, Hashem should remember the Zchus Avos, Abram, Yitzchak, and Yaakov, etc. In any case, the very first thing that Moshe Rabbeinu mentions to Hashem, in appealing to Hashem not to destroy the Jewish people, is, wait a second, this will cause a chilul shem shamayim, because of the fact that the Egyptians and the rest of the world will say that Hashem took the Jewish people out only to destroy them. That's going to be a desecration of God's name. This idea can also be how powerful this argument is, in addition to the fact that, of course, we see this from the very fact that Moshe Rabbeinu mentions this before anything else when trying to save the Jewish people after the Chet HaEgel. There's a very striking interpretation of the author of the Nisivos, of Yaakov of Lisa, in his commentary on Haggadah, which is called the Maisa Nisim. It's on the paragraph in the Haggadah which begins Avadim Hayinu L'Farav Mitzrayim, the famous paragraph after Manishtana, that we were servants to Paro Mitzrayim. Ve'yotzeinu Hashem Elokeinu Misham B'yad Chazak U'Bizona Tuya. Hashem took us out again with a very strong hand and outstretched arm. And there, the author of the Nisivos says the following. He says, why is it that Hashem had to save the Jewish people, Klal Yisrael, with such great miracles? Why not something a little bit more low-key? Something a little bit more subdued. And he says that the reason is in order to guarantee the survival of the Jewish people, in order that it not be possible for the Jewish people to be destroyed. That's one of the motivations. It's the reason why Hashem saved the Jewish people in such a miraculous kind of way. He explains that given the fact that there were such great miracles occurring in Mitzrayim, everyone knew, the world knew, the Egyptians knew, but then it became known that Hashem had taken the Jewish people out of Egypt. And as a result, given that that was incontrovertible, it was undeniable that Hashem had taken them out of Mitzrayim, therefore, destroying the Jewish people afterwards, allowing the Jewish people to be destroyed afterwards, would again constitute a tremendous chil Hashem. Because everyone knew that Hashem had chosen these people and taken them out of Mitzrayim, and now how can it be that they're going to be destroyed? That would be a desecration of God's name. And therefore, says Nisivos, that becomes a guarantee as a result of the fact that there were these great miracles, so that everyone knew that Hashem was taking the Jewish people out of Egypt and that he was the one who would redeem them. Therefore, it was a guarantee that he could not, in a sense, Hashem had locked himself into this situation. He could not allow them to be destroyed afterwards because that would constitute a great chil Hashem. This, he says, is the basis. Hashem set up the situation so that Moshe Rabbeinu could appeal to Hashem afterwards and say to Hashem, Lama Yomru Mitzrayim Limor Barot Siyam Harog Asam Barim Lachal Asam Yal Pnei Adama. He set it up so that Moshe Rabbeinu would have that argument on his side, the first and maybe the primary argument as to why Hashem could not allow the Jewish people to be destroyed. So it turns out that according to this appeal that we make to Hashem, that we find in this kina, that he shouldn't allow this Chil Hashem to continue and to grow, that argument is such a powerful one according to the Nisivos that is ultimately the guarantee for Jewish survival. And Hashem set it up in such a way so that the Jewish people would survive. Maybe I'll just mention that this is also a theme that we find in other places. We are saying Tehillim at this point in time because of the situation in Eretz Yisrael, the danger and the that so many Jews are exposed to in Eretz Yisrael, and the precariousness of the situation there, volatility. So in any case, we're saying a number of prakim of Tehillim. Many people are saying Perek Ayin Tes in Tehillim. In Perek Ayin Tes, so we know this from that Perek, from that capital itself, and we also know it from Davening. We say Psukim, Azreinu Elokei Yishenu Al Devar Kavod Shemecho, help us Hashem, the God of our salvation, Al Devar Kavod Shemecho, because of the issue of the honor of your name, V'hatzilenu V'chaper Achatzei L'man Shemecho, and save us and please be Mechaper, atone or erase our sins, L'man Shemecho, for the sake of your name. And then again, this is very reminiscent of what Moshe Rabbeinu said, Lama Yomru HaGoyim Ayeh Elokeyem, that why will the nations say, where is their God? And let them see you, Hashem. Let them see that you are present and that you are active. And then a little bit later, a pasuk later, Hashem, and you should return a number of times over, seven times over, to our enemies, the degradation that they have heaped upon you, Hashem. Again, appealing to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to, in essence, you might say, to protect his name, not to allow Chil Hashem to continue. So this is a major theme that we find in that parak of Tehillim. Again, it's in other places as well, but it's something which should be a little bit more familiar to us at this point in time. And if you see another prakim of Tehillim in other places in Tanakh, this is a very, very, you might say, common and powerful theme. I will note as well one other place that we find this. It's worthwhile looking at Yechezkel Perek Lamed Vav, where it talks about the Geula, the final Geula, which we're davening for during the 9 days and during Tisha B'Av. And there is a very powerful presentation, description of Hashem saving the Jewish people, and to a large degree because of this exact reason, because of the need to protect Hashem's name, not to allow Chilul Hashem, desecration of his name, to take place. And I'll just read a few psukim from there. You can take a look inside. Itself is exceptionally worthwhile how powerful and how vividly this particular theme is presented there. So again, in Yechezkel, Perek Lamed Vav, and I'm going to just read a little bit starting from Pasuk Chaf. Actually, that section of the Perek starts Pasuk Tez Zayin. It mentions how the Jewish people go astray. They defile Eretz Yisrael through their sins. It says that Hashem sends the Jewish people into Galus. He sends them into exile. And then in Pasuk Chaf it says the following. Yavo el agoyim asher bo sham, and they will come to the nations that they arrive at. V'chalu Hashem kodshi, and they will desecrate my name, my holy name. Because it will be said to them, this is the nation of God, and from their land they had to leave. They left their land. In other words, the Mefarshim explain that this is the desecration of God's name, because everyone knows that this is the chosen people, this is God's people, this is the Jewish people, and they've been sent into exile. That is Chil Hashem, V'chalu Hashem Kodshi. V'echmol, it says in the next pasuk, al shem kodshi, and God says, and I will have mercy on my name, on my asher chiluluhu beis Yisrael, which the Jewish people have desecrated, bagoyim asher boshama, by going into those nations. And lachena mor leveis Yisrael ko amar Hashem elokim, and therefore, I say to the Jewish people, this is what Hashem says, lo leman chem ani oseh beis Yisrael, it's not for your sake that I am doing this, but for the sake of my name that you have desecrated, Bagoyim Asher Basam Sham, by going into those nations, by going into exile. That itself, some of the Mefarshim highlight this point, the Jewish people have a double sin, that they sinned, first of all, the very Averos, the very transgressions that they committed, but also by virtue of the fact that that then leads to them going into Galus, that leads them going into exile, and that constitutes the desecration of God's name, that also is a sin. And is emphasized very strongly here. It says, it continues, V'kidashti shmi agadol ha'michulal b'goyim, and I will sanctify my great name which has been desecrated in the nations, Asher chilaltem b'sochem, that you have desecrated by being amongst them, by being sent into exile. V'yadu agoyim ki ani Hashem nu'um Hashem elokim. And they will know that I am Hashem, v'yikrat shivachem le'enechem, by sanctifying myself through you amongst them. And how will that be done? It goes on to describe, v'lakachti eschem min agoyim v'kibatzti eschem mikol haratzos. I will take you from the nations, I will gather you from all the different lands, ve'vesti eschem al admaschem, and I will bring you back to Eretz Yisrael, to your land. And it says that Hashem will purify the Jewish people, He will give them a new spirit, He will purify their hearts. Very dramatic, and the famous psukim that are described over here. So these psukim describe how this is a exceptionally important, this idea that Hashem will save the Jewish people, will bring a geula, a salvation, a redemption to the Jewish people in order to protect His name, because His name has been profaned and defiled, desecrated through the exile of the Jewish people and through the suffering of the Jewish people. This is something which we have to keep in mind as it relates to the Beit HaMikdash and relates to the Golus, the exile and the suffering of the Jewish people through generations. It's something which we have to keep in mind nowadays as well, when so many people are suffering in Eretz Yisrael, when there is such a great danger to so many soldiers and citizens who are in their various different towns and cities. At this point in time, obviously, we daven, we ask for schusavos, we ask for the merit of our forefathers, and we try to do more mitzvos, and we try to build up our own merits, our own schus as well. But then, to keep this in mind, that we also appeal to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that this constitutes a Chil Hashem, that this is the Jewish people, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu had taken us out of Mitzrayim, He chose us from all the nations of the world. And everyone sees that the Jewish people are under attack and the Jewish people are suffering. This we see very clearly. He's described as a desecration of His name, and we ask Hashem to take that into account in order to save us and to help us overcome our enemies. And I'll just mention that one of the prakim of Tehillim that we say as well during this period of time very frequently is Perek Pei Gimel. And at the end of Perek Pei Gimel, it concludes with a pasuk which highlights what we are seeking, what we would look for, what we hope for, that through HaKadosh Baruch Hu helping us to overcome our enemies, and through Him bringing Yeshua, salvation to us, redemption to us, V'yidu ki ato shimcha Hashem levadecha, and as a result the world will know that you alone are Hashem, Elyon al kol haaretz, elevated and uplifted over the entire earth.